This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Major disappointment, in my opinion, that the Warriors couldn't get one more game out of this series to try to get Steph Curry back on the floor. They lost to Minnesota last night. Minnesota moves on to the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. But the Dubs are left really trying to pick up the pieces and figuring out how do they maximize the end of Steph's career, because he went out and they didn't have a prayer.
Well, also, they need height desperately. They need something completely different. There's no way, even with Steph, the height is a problem. I don't know. I think it might be over.
The fact is, playoff Jimmy is like a figment of our imagination, I guess. And he couldn't even will them to one win on it, on their home floor, even when they had the opportunity. And
will them to one win. That team wasn't even close.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's a disappointment. The guy who was calling himself Robin, but at least Robin can somehow like hold off the bad guys for a minute or two. Jimmy couldn't even throw a stick of dynamite at their feet. I don't know. It just was disappointing, especially because people had high hopes for Golden State. Meanwhile, let's get to our next guest for today. He's an award-winning author who's written books about Bill Belichick and Aaron Rodgers and Arnie and Jack and Derek Jeter. All of the athletes you're interested in, he has written about. It's Ian O'Connor who joins us now. Ian, thanks so much for the time today. How are you?
Maggie, Andrew, good to be with you.
So we've been dying to talk to you because right now, like literally in this moment on Thursday morning, there may be other things taking our attention away. But let's not forget what the last week and a half or so has been like for Bill Belichick, somebody who you have studied up close and personal. His relationship with Jordan Hudson has been all over the news and the tabloids. It has really crossed over. He was at a Holiday Inn in Portland, Maine, front row at the Miss Maine competition, sitting next to his 24-year-old girlfriend's father. Very, very awkward stuff. What has been the most surprising detail that you've learned about Belichick over the last couple weeks as somebody who wrote a best-selling book about him?
That's a great question. I think that that he would allow somebody into his professional life. Obviously, it's a personal relationship, but it also has become professional, that has brought so far really no value to him and his organization, because Bill is so transactional. If you're in his professional world, usually that means he sees you giving him value. And obviously, so far, Jordan Hudson hasn't provided that. And she's 24 years old. I made a lot of mistakes when I was 24. So I do think she deserves some room and some space here to get better, which as his chief of staff, I guess. And I think what we've seen is that Bill really misses Birge Najarian, who was his chief of staff in New England for more than 20 years. He was Keyshawn Johnson's guy as an intern with the Jets, and then he became Belichick's guy in New England. And if Bearish were in place there, he's now at Boston College with Bill O'Brien. I don't think this would have happened with CBS. And so, yeah, I think that's been the biggest surprise to me. Usually, not usually, almost always with Bill, and I've talked to so many people, and I did for the book, that when they had a conversation with him, they realized afterward they're being interviewed. And they're giving Bill all this information, and he's asking them questions, and he's giving nothing. So again, if you're in his professional world, he expects you to bring some sort of value to him. And so far, that has not happened with his girlfriend.
If you had to guess a reason why things have changed for him, I know, I mean, Lombardi is still there. There are people around him. Do you think it's possible that, you know, he's getting a little older, that his personality has changed? Is he, maybe he's not as transactional, or maybe he's in love, or is it possible this isn't the surroundings, but Bill himself has changed?
I think it's possible, Andrew. And as he's gotten older, here's one thing where I think that Jordan Hudson could really help him. And that is, and maybe he's thought of this, maybe not, but obviously now the age gap between Bill and his players is the biggest it's ever been. So where can she help? Well, if she obviously is a lot closer in age to his players than he is, but she can talk to him about, hey, this is what players of that age are doing today on social media and the music they're listening to and the shows they're streaming, and give him intel on how to maybe ease the disconnect if there is a disconnect between himself and his locker room. That actually maybe is something he's thought of, but I don't know if he's changed. I find it hard to believe he would change. He's always been that same person through his entire coaching career. And I know that Pablo Torre, who's done some great reporting, has reported that it was even possible that he wouldn't make it to week one in North Carolina. I find that possible, I guess, but very hard to believe it would happen, because if Bill allows that to happen, his coaching career is over. No college is going to hire him after that experience. And really, if he doesn't make it to week one, that would only validate the NFL owner's decision not to hire him in these past two hiring cycles. So I think he'd be done in the NFL as well. So I expect he'll get to the start of the season and he'll win football games, because every week he'll be the best coach on the field. I expect he'll go 9-3, 10-2, something like that. And a lot of this will go away once he starts winning football games.
Ian O'Connor is joining us as award-winning author. You mentioned Bill in his life has always been very transactional with his relationships. There could be a transaction happening, Ian, that none of us are privy to, that happens behind closed doors with that personal relationship. Not to get tawdry about it, but that could be part of it. The other part is, you know, Pablo Torre's reporting is that Bill's family is concerned about the legacy that he's built up, concerned about her meddling in, or being involved, I don't say meddling, being involved so much in his personal affairs. Do you think he is doing damage to his legacy? And are you surprised? We don't really know much about Bill's family, considering his sons are in coaching, that they are worried about him, according to Pablo.
No, I listen, as I've gotten older, hopefully smarter, I've tried to be more open-minded to unconventional things. This is obviously an unconventional relationship. I can never fathom dating somebody who's a half century younger than me, but it is a consensual relationship. They do seem to really enjoy each other's company. And so I think that it's not surprising that his family would be concerned, because that age difference is just so dramatic. And obviously she's a lot younger than his daughter. So that's not surprising. But again, I think once he gets to winning football games, a lot of this is going to disappear. And obviously he has a book out now, just made the bestseller list last night, the New York Times. So that's a good thing. But I think that he hasn't damaged his legacy yet. If the nuclear option happens and he actually doesn't coach at North Carolina, that really is a mega hit on that legacy. I really don't think that will happen. And he'll go 9-3, 10-2. He might have some NFL interest after that, maybe not. If he ever gets into the tournament or wins the national championship, that'll really do great things for his legacy. And I think this episode will be forgotten.
Do you think he wants to go back to the NFL? In his mind, if say they are 10-2 and it plays out, would that be something that at this point that Belichick would do?
I think so. I do. And I know Mike Lombardi, who has known him and has been close to him for a long time, going back to their days in Cleveland together, has said the whole Don Shula thing doesn't really matter much to Bill. That's not what I was told in my reporting for the Belichick book. And even afterward, I've had a lot of people say maybe that's not his top priority, but that record is something, particularly since Shula in his later years said some unflattering things about Belichick, and that really hurt him. So I do think he wants that record, and I do think he wants to prove the NFL made a mistake by basically ignoring him and forcing him to take a college job. So if he has a good year in Chapel Hill, and I do expect he will, he's got a pretty good quarterback in Gio Lopez, and looks like they have a pretty good team. So I suspect he'll succeed in Chapel Hill, He'll have some feelers in the NFL. I don't know if an owner will go through with it and actually hire him. They should, I think. I think it was crazy he didn't get a job before this. I can't believe the New York Jets wouldn't even sit down with him. That, to me, was that just blew me away. But in any event, yeah, I do think it's meaningful to him to try to get back to the league and to try to break that record.
Ian O'Connor is joining us, been a New York Times bestselling author, an award-winning author, so many books about people who are in the news and of interest to us right now. The other one, you mentioned the Jets, Aaron Rodgers. You know, you just wrote the book about Rodgers very recently, hasn't signed yet in Pittsburgh, and it's been this, I want to say cat and mouse, waiting game, however you want to put it. You see this as someone who's just had this deep dive into Aaron Rodgers' whole life, and you're thinking he's playing, he's retiring. Where do you fall on it?
We all know Maggie, he does everything on his own timetable. And because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, he gets away with it for the most part, even though now, given his age, that he's not obviously the same player he used to be. But he's the best option the Steelers have. I do think he will sign. There's no way to me, with the respect he has for Mike Tomlin, that he would put him through this and then not sign. Mm. And so he will be a Steeler and he will play against the Jets, assuming he doesn't get hurt, in week one. And that'll be a hell of a scene. It's it's not a Monday night game. It's not the Sunday night game. I think maybe the Jets have had their fill of that, and or the networks have had their fill of the Jets with these early primetime games. So I think it's better. It's a 1 o'clock game. And yeah, Aaron being back in the in MetLife Stadium will be a hell of a scene. And I think he has a lot to prove. And going 5-12, a lot of people think he's effectively washed up. I don't. I still think he has some pretty good football left in him. I think he can go 10-7 and maybe win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. And if he does that, that's certainly a better farewell than the one he would have had if he decided to retire after last season.
How does Aaron Rodgers fit into Pittsburgh? One of my favorite parts of your book was the bar, when he would go to bars in Green Bay. He seemed very comfortable in Green Bay, but now he's Mr. Malibu in California. Is he a Pittsburgh guy?
He's made fun of, Mike McCarthy, of course, was a Pittsburgh guy, and he used to make fun of McCarthy and his accent and just being from that part of the country. But I think that it's actually a good marriage, Andrew, in that Aaron Rodgers needs to get back to the basics and just being a football player. And he really loves the game and studies it, loves to talk about it. Pittsburgh right now is a perfect market for him at the end of his career. He knows, he respects not only the organization, what they've accomplished, and Tomlin he loves, but I think the fact that Pittsburgh people are similar to Green Bay people. They really care so deeply and are passionate about their football team and care so much about the bond between the team and the community that, to me, this is the right place for him to go. I think he'll succeed. I think they'll make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win the whole thing with him. But I just think he's too good of a player to end it the way he did with the Jets, 5-12, and basically getting fired by a Charlie Brown franchise. So I think the Steelers, Tomlin, it'll work out for him in a way that he deserves.
Ian O'Connor with us for a few more minutes. And Ian, your writing career has taken you all over this country to write about Coach K and Belichick and Aaron Rodgers. You are a New York guy, and you've been covering New York sports for a long time. The Knicks now blew an opportunity last night, and we got into it on our show today about whether Tom Thibodeau would be in trouble if they blow a 3-1 lead to the Celtics without Jason Tatum, who's recovering already from an Achilles and had the surgery 2 days ago. Where do you stand on this as someone who has chronicled a lot of ups and downs of Madison Square Garden?
Aggie, that just how much one game changes everything. Now all the pressure's on the Knicks, and it's like the Celtics are this plucky, likable underdog without Tatum, right? And they won 10 more games than the Knicks this year and own the Knicks in the regular season. Now they're the underdog. And if they ever get it back to Boston for a game 7 and the Knicks lose, yeah, that's cataclysmic, but I still don't think Tibbs will get fired, and he doesn't deserve to be fired. I'm sorry. He deserves at least one more year to try to win the whole thing. And I think the Knicks need to take care of business in game 6. I think they will. Ananobi has to play better. Bridges has to play better. One of them will. And I think Brunson will give you one of those 44-point games. Not sure Derek White is going to score 34 in the Garden. So I think the Knicks are still in pretty good shape, but if they lose that game and put themselves in position to potentially lose a game 7 in Boston, that would feel apocalyptic, but I still think Tibbs should survive that and get one more chance next year.
If we're jumping around topics, I want to ask you, PGA kicks off, Have you considered writing a Rory McIlroy book? Because I know you've written a lot about him, but that feels right up your alley, his story.
I was just telling an editor this the other day. I think I got beaten to the punch on this. There's a book about Rory out now by Timothy Gay. I heard it was very good. I was able to skim it. I think it's called Rory Land. Alan Shipnuck, I believe, is working on a Rory book. So I'm too late. I would have loved to do it. And honestly, when he played the Open Championship in Northern Ireland, I went to Belfast and wrote about just how Rory symbolizes hope for Ireland and still the hatred that exists between Catholics and Protestants, and seeing what they call the peace walls and going up to them. They're really walls of war that are still up, separating Catholic and Protestant in Belfast. And it was very emotional for me as an Irish Catholic growing up in America, and was taught by his grandparents basically that Belfast was this evil place. And so I would have loved to have gotten into all that and done a deep dive on Rory. Again, I think I'm late to it, but he's a fascinating character. And I think he's a great representative of Northern Ireland, of Ireland, and really the games. I think he is just the way he carries himself. I've always appreciated how candid he is. And I think he has a chance, and I think he will become the first non-American to win 10 majors or more. And I think he'll go down as the greatest European player ever.
Of course, Ian wrote a book, Arnie and Jack, which is fantastic. Last one for me, and thanks for doing this. And yeah, let's keep jumping around. Dan Hurley wrote a book about him as well. So Dan Hurley, when he sees the Luka Doncic trade go down in the NBA this year, now I know they lost in the first round. Do you think there was any part of him that was like, damn, I should have taken that Laker job when they handed it to me on a silver platter?
Of course, you know, Maggie, I did ask him that question, and he said, no, I made the right decision. I'm not ready for the NBA yet. When he and the book's coming out in September. It's called Never Stop. And basically, Dan's feeling is he still has some work to do in college, and his temperament matches up right now with the college game more than certainly the NBA game. But before he retires, he wants to give the NBA a shot. And he thinks that, he said, my dad actually did get less intense over time. And when he was older, he wasn't quite as fiery as he was in his prime. So he said, as I age here, I think I'm going to get a little less intense, believe it or not. And I think then I can relate better to the NBA player. And I expect then he'll be the head coach of the Knicks, the Celtics, the Sixers. He said he's not limiting it to the Northeast, even though he spent his whole life basically in the Northeast. He's willing to go to an NBA organization that he feels is really committed to winning a championship. So I do think that will happen before he retires.
Very interesting. He's just mellowing out, I don't see happening. I mean, maybe there's got to be like a life change. Hopefully it's nothing bad. You know, he can learn this lesson without like a, you know, life-threatening thing. But that dude is so intense.
He knows it's Players League. I know it's a cliche, but it's true.
Yeah.
I think he's so good at coaching, he'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I really do. He knows he can't bring this sideline disposition to the NBA. He knows that. He's a smart guy. I think he can adjust. It's going to take, I think he'll be in the NBA maybe in 5 or 6 years, and then he'll be ready to make that adjustment on the sideline, in the locker room, in the huddle that he'd have to make.
It's amazing when it was it the Maui Invitational? I don't think he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt. He may have been, but something about just like chewing out a referee and your own players in a Hawaiian shirt, like, doesn't square. Like, if you're in a Hawaiian shirt, Pearl, you got to be relaxed, got to have a drink in your hand. Ian, thank you so much for doing this. We always appreciate your perspective on Belichick, Aaron Rodgers, what's going on with the Knicks and everything else. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Appreciate that. It's funny how, so Belichick did that one interview at ACC Media Day, and he kind of was like classic Belichick.
Right.
And it's almost like, all right, well, back to normal.
Yeah, it did feel like he had a reset a bit, where he seemed to handle that question quite well.
I think it's because Jordan Hudson wasn't with him, at least not publicly, at the ACC Media Days. Maybe she's somewhere behind the scenes, but that's not usually where she is.
My takeaway from that was he just gave Bill Belichick 10 wins in North Carolina and Aaron Rodgers 10 wins in Pittsburgh.
You're the comeback.
Well, I was just wondering, is if you write a book with Ian, is he going to be optimistic? Do we want Ian's betting advice on these teams? Because I was like, whoa, 10-2. He's like, yeah, I mean, Belichick's obviously the best coach. He's going to go 10-2 or 9-3. I'm like, whoa.
Well, you and I have talked about that, about in college football, whether just being, having the advantage at head coach, how much of an advantage is that? Because it's kind of like a Jimmy's and a Joe's, kind of, as opposed to X's and O's. But he's right. I mean, you know, Belichick would get out of the gate with TCU. He's a better coach than Sonny Dykes.
He's a better college coach than Sonny Dykes?
Well, I mean, he's...
Sonny
Dykes is a great coach, obviously.
I always thought you were going to name, like, Lincoln Riley. Sonny Dykes is that you never know when his program is going to be super elite.
I just said him because he's the first game on the schedule. I'm just saying...
Yeah, but again...
And that's a toss-up game.
Belichick doesn't even know the sport yet. I mean, it's quite a different game. Because of the hash marks, it's more of a spread game. He doesn't know the personnel. My argument was he was winning at the margins in New England. He was doing the small things better. Can you win in college like that where every game's, you know, it's North Carolina. It's going to be 54-49 against Wake Forest in October. That's not a win at the margins kind of game.
Well, the one thing I would say is I think from reading books and Ian's book and other books about Bill Belichick, like one thing that Michael Lombardi would say this too all the time, Belichick was great at understanding the tendencies of the coaches he was going against.
Yeah, but he doesn't know these guys.
Right. So like that's to your point. He doesn't have the intel right now on those guys, but how quickly can he collect it?
And can he drill home the Bill Belichick system in this limited time with the team? I wonder, can he really get to the team of 18? This is first time. It's first spring. He's too busy doing a book tour, by the way.
And attending the Miss Maine competition.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be surprised if they were 10-2. That's really good. You're borderline in the playoff.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Really appreciate Ian O'Connor joining us. Coming up, we will do a special Thursday edition of the M&P 500, all about the NFL schedule release. So whose stock is up and whose stock is down after last night, we'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We're going to do a special M&P 500 off the NFL schedule release. Full schedule released last night. Let's get it started. Whose stock is up and whose stock is down?
Okay, I'm going to go stock up here for a certain team and player that showed a lot of riz that I did not expect from them with their schedule release video that went on social media. All the teams now compete with each other to try to do something clever and creative. And Mack Wilson Sr. of the Arizona Cardinals apparently is a rapper. And I thought, oh man, another athlete rapper. We got to sit through this. Well, turns out he's pretty good.
K1 told me what's to play. Let's fine tune some things, then we off to Tampa Bay. Love the Superdome on the road against the Saints. Cheese in the safe at the crib, Green Bay. Get in the field, you know the boys make it happen. Brought the heat with us cause it get cold in Cincinnati. The Bird Gang get home against the Atlanta Falcons. Another fight I can't, cowboy hat cause we in Dallas.
Catchy. Linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals wrapped the whole schedule clean. And, you know, I think the Cardinals have been a little bit of an afterthought lately, but that was fun.
Yeah, I'm going over on the wins based on that rap. Good energy around this team right now. I think people are saying they had a really good offseason. I'm into it. I will stick in the same theme. I'm going to do a schedule release video. To me, actually, the winner is the show Severance on Apple TV. Because for 3 years or 4 years it's been out, I've never understood what the heck it's about. It's a popular show, kind of prestige TV with Adam Scott. The Ravens did their version of Severance and explained to me what the darn show was about, where I guess you sign off your rights to remember anything that happens at work. And it was this brilliant high-level film thing. I guess it got kind of boring because it was like 9 minutes long and it was HBO level. But I was like, oh, that's what Severance is about. And I was into it. But it also struck me that teams now, they forget like the little animated videos. You have to be a movie quality 10-minute video.
And these are million-dollar productions. Like probably more. You could have just asked Bogish about Severance. He loves Severance.
Love Severance. Excitedly hit play on that video. Didn't love it.
Was it? Well, because you know the real show.
And it was so
long. It was long, and it was a little too slow. And like with the Panthers video as well, football players are not actors.
Oh, but the Panthers video started out funny. I didn't ask Manny to grab that sound, but it does sound. It starts out funny with guys sitting around like a therapy session, basically telling their deep dark secrets. And one of them is Xavier Leggett. Actually, does not have a thick South Carolina accent. He's a British gentleman who's been faking it this whole time. But then it got really boring right after that.
I love the NFL players not being able to act. I think that's a big part of the charm. As someone who can't act who's been in a movie, like,
you're, people love that. You're like Oscar level compared to the rest of us.
The dumb lineman on the Ravens who's like, yes, I don't remember who you are.
No, the best is when players do local like car commercials and TV commercials that are very lo-fi. These are all like glossy. And
before we move past the videos, I don't know if you're going to do the winner is always the Titans.
Titans were great. They basically did a like a drug commercial.
A fake
Schedule Rizzy.
Yeah, Schedule Rizzy instead of Sky Rizzy. It was chef's kiss.
I thought the Chargers was good too with the Minecraft thing. Okay, stock goes up, stock goes down. I'm going to stock down here for you guys for the New York Giants. I mean, all the positivity that may have been in the building with you trade up for back into the first round. You get a quarterback. All right, it's not Shador. Fine. It's Jackson Dart. Get behind Jackson Dart, and then you look at the Giants' schedule, and it's just absolutely brutal.
Oh, yeah.
And to start off the season, too, so, like, all hope could be dashed by the time you get to October. At Commanders, at Cowboys, Chiefs on Sunday night, Chargers, at the Saints, a little reprieve. Then your Eagles on a Thursday on a short week.
Oh, yeah.
At the Broncos, at Eagles again, 49ers, at Bears, Packers, at the Lions. Like, there's no breaks. There's no...
Can't break that slump.
Who are they going to
play? By the way,
sorry, who are they going to play that's going to make them good? They've been bad for 10, 15 years.
Yeah, but you got coach and GM on the hot seat. You just made this big
that's
move
your special
for the quarterback.
And big move for by the way, Jackson Dart, my big question, I've been talking to Bogus about this, is he going to be one and done? And I think there's a gigantic chance they're going to draft a quarterback.
I mean, generally when you have 3 wins, your schedule the next year is a little lighter. We asked Ani Bose about this. He said it was just a function of who they're playing, and it just happens to be NFC East and the NFC North, and all the teams are good there.
Yeah, we knew on Tuesday that the Giants were going to have the hardest schedule.
And the AFC West.
Because they were the lowest team in the NFC East, so they had if you look at strength and schedule, they have the wins of the other teams. Yeah, no, they have no chance. I don't know. You couldn't arrange that schedule to make them good.
By the way, also brutal as the Giants schedule, their video. That was awful.
I didn't even see it.
Oh, that was awful.
I didn't even see it, honestly. It didn't even
don't,
make my
don't
time.
Don't waste
one.
Your time, Maggie.
I mean, there's 32 of them. It's hard to get
it's
to
repulsive.
Everyone.
It's pathetic. It's awful.
All right, Pearl, stock down.
Okay, we did this earlier in the week, and this is going back a couple of days. The Los Angeles Chargers travel the most, 37,000 miles. So that would be a stock down. I'm actually going to go flip on that stock up. The Cincinnati Bengals somehow only travel 8,000 miles over the course of the season. Basically, they are playing most of their games in Southeast Ohio, and they can drive to every game. It is unbelievable. I don't know what that means. It's actually, they don't travel at all. They have a hard schedule, but it's interesting to me that how do you only travel 8,000? They're like well below every team in the league. Cincinnati, like, explain it to me. It's just because they're in the middle of the country, Maggie.
Yeah, they're not going to London. They're not going to Brazil.
They're not playing the West.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least they'll be well rested when their defense lets up 39 points a game.
Jeez. I'll do one more stock up. We'll get to Bogish. Stock up on the Minnesota Vikings. I get that they were a playoff team last year, but then disappointed in that first round. They get upset by the Rams. But 7 standalone games, 4 in prime time, and a Christmas game against the Lions. A lot of faith in a team that's being led by J.J. McCarthy, who we have not seen on the NFL level yet, but clearly the league, and we talked to Ani Bose about it, who's the VP of NFL broadcasting, they think that even J.J. McCarthy brings a lot of juice because he won a national championship at Michigan, by the way, by handing the ball off mostly. So it's going to be interesting to me about the Vikings, but clearly the stock is up on their outlook.
Yeah, see, I think the much bigger story of the Vikings is this a competitive advantage or disadvantage that they're going to Dublin and London the 2 weeks in a row so they get to stay over there. But the amazing thing is those are two hard road games that they're getting.
Steelers and Browns?
Steelers and Browns. So they're pulling the Steelers and Browns out of their home stadiums. I think this worked out brilliantly. Normally you say, oh, they're spending 2 weeks in London. It's going to wear them down. I mean, I think one reason to be bullish on the Vikings. I think they could go over because they don't have to go to Pittsburgh. I mean, Ani said that they went to the Vikings. He said, would you do this? If you're the Vikings, you're like, heck yeah, we don't want to go to Pittsburgh.
Also, the Jags have been good when they've had to stay for two weeks. They're better in that second game.
Yeah, you adjust, right? Yeah. We've talked a lot about that. So that actually is a big advantage. We'll see if they merit all this primetime. I'm high on them. You're still TBD.
There you go, a little Thursday edition of the M&P 500. Oh, we should mention also that the Colts schedule release video ended up being so controversial that they had to take it down. So that's, I guess, a stock down.
Well, that's because the NFL keeps raising the bar for what these. I mean, if you have to do a feature film, of course you're going to get in trouble.
Well, you don't have to have Tyreek Hill getting arrested by the Miami Coast Guard in your film.
Yeah, so that was. It's kind of odd, though. Was that a direct reference to when Tyreek Hill got
arrested on the
arrested?
Way to the stadium? I mean, and that ended up being such a terrible. That was not a good. That was everything about that ended up being bad. And I don't know. The Colts, like, is Jim Irsay coming up? Jim Irsay coming up with this stuff?
Well, the Colts are funny, too, because they film everything. I was complaining about Dion filming too much. The Colts every year have a massive behind-the-scenes show that they put out on their own. So they have a very active group. I can think that somebody's got to call them and say, hey, guys, chill out.
In the Chargers Minecraft video that they released with their schedule release, when they play the Colts, it was like a driving game, and Anthony Richardson runs out of gas.
Yeah.
Because he asked out one time. Mm-hmm. That's
you guys should look at the Jets one if you want to go insane. Has anyone seen this?
Mm-mm.
Basically, it's an AI-created thing where they keep on zooming in. You're like, oh, I don't see where the next opponent is. And they zoom in, and it turns out it's like a fish or some crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it will drive you nuts. Well, I can't describe it. It is one of the most highly produced, highly technical ones. And it's completely annoying.
Well, speaking of AI, did you see the Buffalo Bills is a
I didn't
release?
Like it.
Ah.
Why did she not like that? I thought it was cute.
The Bills said, they did an AI joke where they bring in Allen Iverson, who's looking disoriented and puffy in some kind of hotel room somewhere and has no idea what he's getting pulled into, will not say go Bills. I don't even think that was a joke. He would only say go Josh Allen. And he didn't even say the schedule. He held up a piece of paper that had all the games on it. Doesn't scream Super Bowl. Bogish, what do you got? Considering Allen Iverson never won Jack either, I don't know if this is the ambassador that we want.
You know, I'm not even going to explain this, but the hype video for the schedule release generally does not mean Super Bowl or not Super Bowl.
Listen, we're at the razor's edge here, Pearl. Come on. Every little bit helps. Spokes, what do you have?
The Warriors held on to win game one after Steph Curry hurt his hamstring but did not win again, and we'll never know what would have happened had Curry returned in game six. Steve Kerr's team season ending last night with a 121-110 loss in Game 5 in Minnesota.
There's no sense in dwelling on it, and you know, I don't want to take anything away from what Minnesota just accomplished, so no sense in even talking about Steph.
Apparently, we're not allowed to ask
what the f*** is
with Jimmy Butler, but playoff Jimmy only had 17 points in this elimination game. The T-Wolves led by 29 points from Julius Randle, 22 plus 12 assists from Anthony Edwards, Minnesota in its second straight Western Conference final. The Knicks, not yet in their first East final in 25 years, losing Game 5 in Boston, 127-102. Tom Thibodeau's team outscored by 34 over the last 32 minutes of the game.
The start of the second quarter, we didn't play well. We had a lead. Didn't play tough with the lead. Came out to start the third. Didn't play well there. You can't afford to do that.
So the Celtics extend their season, surviving their first game without Jason Tatum, thanks to 34 points from Derek White, 26 from Jaylen Brown, and 10 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 blocks from Luke Kornet. And game six, back at the Garden tomorrow night. A few more schedule tidbits. The Chiefs, the Commanders, the Cowboys, a league-high 8 standalone games this season. For Dallas, that includes 4 games on Thursday, the most teams ever played in one season. That's the opening game in Philadelphia, Thanksgiving, the following Thursday night, and then Christmas Day as well. The Oilers are the first team into the NHL's Final Four after taking Game 5 in Vegas in overtime 1-0. The Panthers hammered the Leafs 6-1 in Toronto for a 3-2 lead in that series. The Dodgers got a leadoff homer from Shohei Ohtani last night, but needed a big swing late to beat the A's.
2-2 to Muncy is hammered there on the right field line. If it stays fair, it's gone. It is fair. It is gone. A 3-run home run for Muncy. His second homer of the year. And the Dodgers lead it 9-3.
I just put something together. I feel like an idiot for not realizing this. Maggie has been claiming 2025, the year of the drought buster.
Yeah.
That's because you fantasize about the New York Mets, your favorite baseball team, breaking their drought. That is where this is a subconscious desire to see the drought since 1986 end.
Well, I mean, obviously, I thought you knew me really well, but clearly you don't.
I knew the Bills.
You think that if you think I'm actually penciling in the New York Mets for a World Series win, you're out of your mind.
Well, I mean, if the Oilers win, will that give you confidence in the Mets because of the drought-busting theme? Because you're pretty committed to this.
Yeah, and it's different than the Bills. The Bills have never actually won a Super Bowl in the Super Bowl era, right?
But they've been to so many.
Thank you, folks.
Sorry.
No, I don't. Actually, I didn't actually think of the Mets because I would never.
Okay, so that's not even the rub. It's more the Bills.
I can't believe until.
I mean, they have a gigantic payroll.
That's not new. They've had that before. Yeah. It was literally a book written about a Mets team called "The Worst Team Money Can Buy."
But baseball is crazy. Anything can happen in the playoffs. That's my official analysis. So,
yes,
it's within the realm of personality. Honestly, I give the Mets as much chance as the Bills.
No, baseball, there could definitely be a drought buster for baseball. It's still alive. Yeah. 2025, year of the drought buster. Hockey would be a big place for me to plant the flag. If it can be Canada, then I'm real. Then it's Rory, the entire country of Canada.
If the Florida Panthers win, are you going to give up on the drought buster?
I don't know. I can't give up, but it's gonna really put a dent into my theory.
Wait, well, can I connect dots now too?
Please.
Isn't all denim called a Canadian tuxedo?
Yeah.
So there you go. You're pulling for hockey today.
Normally I don't do denim on denim. Perloff called me Brooks
Hanlon from Shawshank Redemption.
Brooks Hanlon from Shawshank Redemption. I have a little bird in my pocket that I'm feeding.
Sweet old man.
Yeah, sweet librarian. Your hand keeps going under the desk. What's under there?
I've got a little bird here. It's cool now. I see other women wearing it. So now I felt okay to step out of my lane and wear denim on denim.
Yeah, no, listen, I understand. The warden, you're going to see the warden after the show. You want to recognize.
Where'd you park your motorcycle this morning?
I expected more. I had a good Maggie joke yesterday on Text Red. I thought I needed to get a little more love on that one. Jason Tatum was laid up after his Achilles surgery.
I giggled.
The world's biggest cast ever. I mean, ever. I've never seen a cast like this. I said, oh, Maggie, if you sprain your ankle, you could borrow this cast because your feet are that big. And nobody jumped on. It's a visual because what was going on with that cast? It wasn't a normal cast.
It was the way the photo was. It was just the foot was so much closer to the camera than his body.
No, I think that was an oversized cast.
It's definitely the angle. But yeah. I'll explain to you why I didn't jump on right away.
Please.
Like when you texted me about Rick Tockett,
yeah.
I got like your link after the fact. So yes. I got a text that just said, hey, Maggie, if you ever sprain your ankle, you can borrow this oversized cast. And I didn't get a picture. So I didn't know what you were talking about. And then Maggie responded and you laughed at her response. And then Jason Tatum popped up. So the first like 3 minutes on my phone were confused as what we were talking about. And I didn't want to go, what picture? What do you mean?
Yeah,
I just laid out.
No, I responded, I don't think it's going to fit.
Right. There's very few guaranteed things in this job, but putting a joke out about Maggie's feet on the text thread, getting a laugh from everybody, that used to be a guarantee.
No, it still is a guarantee. I audibly laughed, but I was at the gym.
Yeah. And they're still huge. That's not going anywhere.
Like my lats.
Like,
you know what's so funny? Like Manny's gorilla back. Is that what you keep calling it? Manny versus 100 gorillas, like but just lats. His back. So what I've noticed is it's been raining nonstop on the East Coast.
And it's awful.
Yeah. It just won't stop. It's just a monsoon. So I've been doing a lot of jumping in puddles with my 5-year-old. And it's like...
liberating?
No, it's just he jumps and the splashes are like little and cute. And then I'll jump and it's like tsunami. Because my feet are just so big. I'm like soaking him.
When it rains, you just like tilt your foot up, let him sit underneath.
As a lean-to.
Yeah. To block the water?
Yeah, if we all go camping and somehow it rains, my feet can serve as some kind of shelter.
Thank goodness.
By the way, good restraint, Bogus. By not asking, you go to the gym, Manny?
Oh, wow. All right.
Whatever, you didn't laugh at my foot joke. And this cast is not the angle. This is a big cast. I'm sorry. Don't say that.
He's also 6'7".
He's also 6'7", probably wears a 12-size
shoe. Abnormally large cast on Jason Tatum's leg.
Because he's an abnormally large human being. Maggie's normal until you get to the bottom of
with
her.
With abnormal feet.
You guys are crazy.
I've only been blessed in one area. This is not where women hope
this
to
cast,
be.
They borrowed this from a rhinoceros. This cast is way too big.
Yo, Maggie, we actually have Shaquille O'Neal on the line, wants his shoes back.
We shop at the same place. Got to order my stuff directly from China.
All right. Let's
the factory's not big enough. All right.
It's like a shipyard.
Right. They're bringing them in on boat. I go to actually the port of Newark is where I go shopping for shoes. Not regular.
I hear it's wonderful this time of year.
Foot Locker. All right, guys. Coming up next, the big question that needs to be answered by one superstar, MMP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. It's been a busy show. If you miss any part of it, the Maggie and Perloff podcast there for you. 5-star reviews are super helpful and easy. You can also catch us on the rewind function on the Odyssey app, which is free to download, crystal clear and fantastic. And of course, we're on YouTube and Twitch and on Sirius XM channel 375. Okay, one big thing I think that the biggest question mark now moving forward in sports for where we are sitting on this Thursday is not about Manny's Knicks. We'll see what happens on Friday for them. It's about the Warriors and where do they go from here. It really is, because they feel like the team that went obviously all in, like the Lakers did at the trade deadline, but the Lakers got Luka. This is like for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
The Warriors got Jimmy Butler.
But they didn't give up that much. They gave up a pick, right?
It's fine, but then it got so exciting because Jimmy clearly injected some kind of life or whatever to that franchise. Right. So now the expectations got built back up again.
For this year.
Or just for Steph winning a fifth title before he retires.
No.
And now.
No.
Okay, well.
I mean, look at the ages, Maggie. It had to be this year, kind of. And even that, even when it happened, that week, we were not talking about the Warriors like that. We're talking about, you know what, it makes them more competitive. It wasn't a clear path to the title at the time. Not like Luka going to the Lakers.
But you never know with the playoffs, right? Because yeah. Steph, you've said this. I don't love the way you put it, but I get what you're getting at when you say he's not a very athletic person. What you mean is he doesn't have a game that's above the rim.
And I don't know why I have to explain that. Like athletic, NFL has something called the athletic profile. It's well right. accepted. It's how fast you run, how high you jump, and how strong you are. It's called an athletic profile. Steph Curry does not run fast, right. does not jump high, and cannot bench press a lot. Therefore, he does not have a high athletic profile.
Right. So that's how one sport defines it. No, Tom Brady actually just had an in-depth conversation with Logan Paul about what is athleticism and isn't it being good at in your discipline. But anyway, that's not here or there. What I'm saying
no,
is
it's not, but go
you've
ahead.
Said that Curry's game's going to age well. And we are right. seeing Curry's game age well. So to say that he couldn't rip off a fifth title, that's now just playing Monday morning quarterback because he got a hamstring injury and they were gentlemen swept out of the playoffs. That's not what people were saying before the playoffs started.
Yeah, this year they had a shot, but they're getting so old. That's what I'm saying. The next year, listen, the West is going one direction and the Warriors are going the other direction. It's just, I think it's your LeBronitis. You are ignoring age. You can't. The powerhouses are coming up, these young teams, and the Warriors, Draymond's he's going to be 39, Jimmy's going to be 36, and Steph's going to be 38 next year. That has never happened.
Let's go to Dom. He's in San Francisco. Dominic, what do you think, dude?
I think without Steph, the Warriors were dead meat. everybody knew that, and the ones that, you know, didn't want to admit it were, I mean, it's five guys on a team. If you lose a high percentage, it's done. The schedule,
yeah.
If I may, to
sure.
quote our Prime Minister Carney, if I may, may I mention the schedule about College Game Day?
I didn't see the College Game Day schedule. Is it out?
I don't know, but how many times is North Carolina going to be on that, and how many will have to go by before Jordan Hudson is sitting up at the table with Herb Street?
Listen, she got herself successfully into a Super Bowl commercial with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. I think she could definitely get herself on the set of College Game Day.
I think it's going to happen. Uh-oh, we have an
I don't know. I felt like, Dominic, that Bill has wisened up and is not going to have Jordan by his side anymore for any big moments.
Okay, but for how long? That was ACC Media Day that we just didn't see her. She could still be in Amelia Island.
And does Bill have any say about it, whether Jordan sits up there with Herb Street or not? He just seems like the guy that's Jordan Hudson tells him.
Well, yeah, who's calling the shots?
I think that those days are over. I think things have changed.
I don't know, dude. I mean, it was only a week ago he's sitting in the front row of the Miss Maine competition. Do you think Bill Belichick would ever be caught dead at something like that? That wasn't 3 months ago. It was last week.
Yeah, I think it's a case of frog and how high at this point.
Nope. I disagree with both of you. I think that things are going to change from here on out.
Dom. Yeah, going to change, all right.
I don't know about that.
Get worse.
I'm kind of with Dom on this one. Dom, thank you for the call.
Byron, that opening game day. Oh, baby. They announced LSU Clemson week one, 7:30 p.m. The full week one schedule is out. That is going to be amazing. And it will not, North Carolina will be miles from that.
Wait, they already said where game day is going?
No, but I assume that's a great kid. That is,
Lee Corso's last game. So would they want to go to Florida State for that? You got FSU Alabama for Lee Corso, Pearl.
Oh, God.
Roommates with Burt Reynolds.
He's also affiliated with NC State. Now, are you really going to go to Alabama, Florida State over, I mean, what is Clemson and LSU is like 5 versus 8. You know, that's where I would go.
I don't know. Thank you, Mandy Rodriguez. Thank you, Andrew. Great job today. Fantastic. Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Widow's Coffee Drinkers, Ani Bose, the VP of Broadcasting for the NFL, and Ian O'Connor, the award-winning writer. You can check everything out on the Maggie and Perloff podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.